Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
Welcome back into 96.5.
I still don't know how we got there.
Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
Got something in the back of his mouth, dog.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon card.
You should see this video.
I can only imagine.
I know you don't like rotting your brain, but like, you'll feel so much better.
Oh, that's not rotting. That's just
no, you'll just feel so much better about your life when you watch that 5-minute video.
Does he look like the comic book guy on The Simpsons?
It's still on the computer over there. When we go to break, go look at him. I mean, dude, like Diet Mountain Dew all over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these Pokemon Go stuffed animals. And she knows, man. She's
got to get out of that relationship.
She's like, I got $1,200 charged on my card. What are we doing here?
Yeah. I hate charging $200. I'm like, how am I going to pay that
and
off?
And he just like little by little admits it, but gets more and more frustrated. She's like, well, she's like, there's a $400 Amazon charge. Well, I had to buy battery pack. Everybody else has battery pack. You're curious. I don't know if they're curious or not.
Again. Is everyone else spending $1,200 in 7 days?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're serious. If they're serious, they are.
I just
don't know how we got here. I really don't. And Mac doesn't either. I have no clue. We're talking about drug testing. And all of a sudden, Dusty's like, you see this Pokemon guy?
I'm glad we got here, though.
Yeah. That guy's really in the Pokemon.
The sad part about it is that guy's getting some. And there are dudes out there that can't.
I don't know what he's getting. He's getting some publicity. He's not getting some.
You don't think so? That's his wife, you said, right? She's out. She's done.
Well, I don't know if it's wife. I just know that
Or is that his mom yelling at him?
I don't know, man. His name is Francis. I'll let you go look at him. Yeah. And if, you know, you think in that note, you'll see that we'll show you 2 minutes or a minute of the video in the break. But anyways, we know how we feel about that. It's honesty time.
All right.
As we transition to this. How do you honestly feel about this game?
Honesty is such a lonely word, as Billy Joel once said, right? And I'm going to be honest, and I may be lonely in this one. I don't have any concerns in this game at all. And I know a lot of folks are feeling a little nervous about this one. And normally I would be feeling a little bit nervous about this one if I didn't know what this team was aiming for, what they were trying to accomplish, and having a dialed in quarterback like Patrick Mahomes is right now, who can will this team to a win when they need to score late. And so, like, if this was 2 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, this is a trap game, right? You know, 17-38, because you got Buffalo next week. Buffalo's got a trap game against the Indianapolis Colts this week,
right? That
might
be the final score, 17-38.
Could be.
That's a good take. I think it's a trap game because the final score is going to be
17-38 Chiefs.
See you on Instagram.
But that's kind of where I am. Like, I would normally say, yeah, this is probably one of those games, but I know where this organization is. Mm-hmm. I know what they want to accomplish. I know what's important to them. And this is a different regular season than we've seen because legacy is on their minds and they want to be a perfect 17-0 going into that Super Bowl run. So I think it's going to be a tighter game than most people want to give it credit for. But I do think the Chiefs are going to win this football game, right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I mean, we'll talk to Mitch. He always kind of seems to put me on par with what, you know, kind of the game is. I know that I always look at Mitch. I'm like, well, the guy's heavily biased because he can't be. He's around the team more than anybody that's not on the team and knows this. But, like, I always do this to myself where I'm like, Denver sucks. You know, like, Chiefs are so much better. I think the Chiefs are going to win. This seems to be the game where they blow them out. And then they get by and it's 20-17 at the end of the game. I'm like, yeah, it's a win, but it's like, it didn't have to be that close.
But again, remember, as you said yesterday or the day before, every team plays the Chiefs like their Super Bowl, right? And so what are they, an 8-point favorite in this game?
It's like 7.5 now.
Is it 7.5?
At least it was last night.
The Chiefs are not going to cover. Okay, it's going to be a close game, most likely, right? Because the Chiefs never cover. Like, everybody complains, oh, the Chiefs never cover at home, right? They may not cover this one. They may not cover, but they're going to win, and it's going to be closer than we want. But it's also the NFL, where there's not a lot of blowouts in this league. We just got accustomed to blowouts and thought that was going to be the case moving forward, and it's just not. The goal of the game is to win. No matter how you do it, no matter how many points you score, no matter how you have to do it, whether it's a defensive score or a special team score, this team can find ways to win. So it may be a lot closer than people want to believe it's going to be, but they're going to come out with a win in this one. And I think they're too talented, too focused, and too dialed in to let this be a trap game. That's my two cents on that.
Is it a bad take to ask the question of who has more to prove in this game?
Like, what are my options?
The Chiefs and the Broncos.
Oh, you mean team? I didn't know if you meant individual players.
Okay, like, because let me talk to you, okay? Denver wins. They have a lot to prove because Denver wants to prove that they belong in the AFC West. Like, everybody that plays the Chiefs in the AFC West, can you beat them?
Right.
So far, the other two teams have failed that thing. Mm-hmm. Denver's coming off a very rough loss in which they were extremely, extremely aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, okay, this is the superior of the league. This is the top. This is the supreme. This is the number one team. If you can beat them in Arrowhead, you can prove to everybody, which maybe they don't need to prove that because they're not there yet. Maybe, I don't know, Sean Payton's trying to like show that he belongs. And then there's the Chiefs. And you think, what the hell do the Chiefs have to prove?
Yeah.
That they can clinch the AFC West, that they can stay undefeated, because I hate to break it to you, everybody outside of Kansas City is waiting for the record to be broken.
It's buzzards over a carcass.
And, you know, the reason is they're running out of things to say about the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I think. And I think that's why it merits like a little bit of proof on your shoulder. If you're the Chiefs, like, keep proving to the league, keep proving to the people that think that, you know, Baltimore is the best team. Detroit is the better team. Keep proving that point. And it's like, man, this kind of sucks, because the only way Andy Reid can be coach of the year is if they go undefeated. The only way Patrick Mahomes at this point right now in the league today to win MVP is to take a team and go undefeated. The minute they lose, it's like, see, told you. They're just like Detroit. Baltimore might have a chance. If Cincinnati can put it together the rest of the season, like Max says, and run the table, they'll see the Chiefs in the playoffs, and it's even. And it's like, guys, even if they're going undefeated, they went 15-2. What are we doing here? But I think the Chiefs, to everybody, which they don't have to prove that, but I think they want to prove that, because I think they get a little bit of when it's like, now what's your narrative?
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, like, they do have something to prove every single week. And if Denver wins, it eliminates closer to Cincinnati being eliminated in the postseason race. So they still have a lot to play for. The Denver Broncos do. And they'll get a lot of credit. Like, you know, if they win the game on Sunday, it will be, has Denver figured out the blueprint for the Kansas City Chiefs? And everybody will go through that nonsense like we do every single year. But everybody is waiting for the Chiefs to lose so they can walk around and say, I told you so, they weren't that good. Look, they lost to the Broncos. I told you so. I told you so. The I told you so's will come out. And I feel like more people are waiting for the I told you so's with the Kansas City Chiefs than they were with the New England Patriots every single year. Right. And people, you know, people are tired of this team nationally winning. It's just a fact of the matter. People want to see somebody new up there. And so the minute that they show a little bit of a crack, everybody's going to barrel through and crown a new team. Baltimore will be considered the number one team. Detroit, Cincinnati, for whatever reason, will still be put up there. Buffalo, and whatnot. So people are waiting. It reminds me of a Seinfeld episode where I think it's called The Wait Out, where Jerry and Elaine are waiting for this couple to get divorced because she's attracted to the husband, he's attracted to the wife, and they're trying to get these two people to get divorced. That's where we are in the NFL right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. People are waiting because they've already got who the best team is in the NFL, who the best team is in the AFC, who the best team is this, and this, and they're waiting to roll out all those hot takes on Monday morning when the Kansas City Chiefs, if the Kansas City Chiefs end up losing a game this season. So I don't think the Chiefs will get any quote-unquote grace. I don't think the Chiefs will get any leeway. I think once they lose a game, it will be pile-on time by the national media telling us that Travis Kelce is washed, DeAndre Hopkins' knee is bum, Patrick Mahomes isn't as good as he used to be, and Andy's lost his fastball. Like, they are just waiting for this to happen. That's why you have to keep winning. So those topics, those comments, those statements never come out because they're false.
Yeah. Never meet your heroes. Sometimes I wish I'd have never met the text line because I guess that whole Francis thing's a bit son of a gun. I thought it was real.
Oh, dang it.
Never meet your heroes, dude. Thank you for letting me know that, though, text line.
Did you ever meet your hero and like, besides me? Because I can tell you what happened to me, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. We'll get to that on the other side. Plus, Mitch Holtis in about 10 minutes on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. If you want to meet the Pitch's number one sports broadcaster via radio, you can today from 11 to 1. At 6390 North Cosby Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 6415 at Community America. Bob Fesco will be there. Go say hi.
Yeah, I'll be up there today. Chiefs cheerleaders will be there. Mm. Casey Wolf will be there.
Nice guy. He wrote me a letter. Did you know that?
He said that. Yeah, that's cool.
Said he was a big fan and to continue to keep doing what I'm doing.
I wonder if I'll get a letter from Casey Wolf.
I didn't know like how it was going to hit me, but I was like, damn, I got to... A congratulations letter from a mascot.
That's cool. No, it is.
Your move, Slugger.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what you got, Slugger.
See your talent.
Yeah. Slugger will be in here with us and sign an autograph.
No,
for
so that was
want.
Cool.
No, that is cool. Yeah.
And it was cool how they did the promotion when I was out there because everybody got basically like an enlarged debit card or bank card.
Yeah.
And you put it in the slot, open the drawer, and either got like a tumbler and like a shirt or like somebody, one person was able, at least at this location, won a pair of tickets. And boy,
yeah, we're giving away a pair of tickets today.
And boy, do you know when that person wins tickets.
Oh God,
it's like Tiger hitting a birdie on a green. You're like, what's that? Oh, they just won the tickets.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, like that's cool that you brought it. Like, cause I didn't know what to expect today. Cause you did the last one. And so they said they got this big prize ATM. They're going to roll out.
It's awesome. It's okay. Cool. You'll be mesmerized. Cause your tent where my tent was, will probably be right next to it. It's like there's like, at least there was food. I should have been doing the same.
Yeah, there is food. First 100 people that show up are going to eat for free today from 11 to 1. That's at the Community America Credit Union branch off of 64th Street up north. And so you'll have the opportunity, if you're one of the first 100 people, to have a free lunch today, meet the Chiefs cheerleaders, meet Casey Wolf, and then tell me about the prize drawer that they have. Like, because you can win all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, when I was there, there was like Chiefs Community America, like almost like it looks like a Stanley, but I think it's just like a thermal, not a thermal cup, but it's like a cup, like you can use everything,
right?
And I think there were like shirts, there was like prizes, like footballs and stuff like that. Like, we handed out, you never understand like how much kids enjoy like stress balls.
Oh, it's great, the Nerf footballs.
They
that
love
we have.
Them. Like they want them. So there, you can go do that, and you can see Bob and everything like that. Before we get to Mitch, because he's there. Tom Brady. Well, do you want to do Tom Brady after? We'll do Tom Brady.
Yeah, let's get to Mitch. He's waiting on the phone.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, Tom Brady, you take a back seat to our next guest, Mitch Holtis, who's brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers, and brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, before I bring you on, I just want to say this. Yesterday we talked about the Broncos. God, Mitch, I hate the Broncos.
Yeah, there's lots of reasons not to like them, I think, down through the years. That's why it was crazy to beat them 15 straight times, and then the ambush game last year, where there was a lot of things that happened then. The crazy snowstorm, Patrick was up all night puking. And something that happened in that game, Dusty, that I thought, well, I'm going to go back and look at this. If you play an international game and you play on the road prior to the international game, it's just look at the numbers on that. if you want to look it up, over the past 3 to 4 years, because there's so many distractions even the week before you go internationally. And we, of course, played Miami and Germany after that. Sounds like a bunch of excuses. And Denver was waiting. They were waiting in the weeds for us, and they will be in this game on Sunday. I'm concerned about this game because Denver's better. Bo Nix has played better week by week. Their defense is legit. Short week. All that's a factor. You're going to have to power through this and take care of business and avoid the ambush.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about Denver and concerning you, but they're still not as good, obviously, as we are. What's their MO and how they could go about winning a game like this?
Well, they're very good defensively. I mean, you could argue two of the top three defenses in the NFL are going to be on this field Sunday. And what they do, though, Bob, and their modus operandi is to get you behind the chains. You know, that's a football vernacular cliche, stay ahead of the chains. Mm-hmm. Well, against certain teams, you've got to be careful. If you get behind the chains, you're swimming with piranha. And that's what these guys do. Now, I'm going to give you some obvious ways they do it. They're second in the league in sacks with 31. They've got sacks all over the board, whether it's Nick Benito or Allen's very underrated. They got John Franklin Myers they picked up in the offseason. And they'll get you on tackles for losses. Now, all of a sudden, second and 12. It's what Kareem Hunt has done for this team to avoid that. But where they're tricky and where they get you, they are third in the league in forcing penalties on their opponent, meaning they'll drag you into the mud. A little extra a punch, pull, twist, you get caught. Now you have a penalty, and now you're second and 20 or first and 25, and you're in real trouble against these guys. So that's where they'll attack those. They're going to attack on the outside a lot. So the Chiefs, and I can give you a reason why they've been undefeated that people haven't talked about, but stay ahead of the chains in this game, man. Some games it's more important than others.
I think from last week, and I said yesterday on the show, you know, it's okay to be like Baltimore in this situation where they won 41-10 against Denver last week. DeAndre Hopkins on this team looked like he arrived. And then, of course, a lot of people like Nate Taylor dissected things. I know you did. Said he didn't really run like really high IQ routes in that game where he had 8 for 86 and 2 touchdowns. This is now another week implicated into Andy Reid's offense. What do we see now with the development against a team that gave up a lot of yards to save Flowers in the first half last week? The Ravens got a lot for their offense against Denver, and now Denver comes to Kansas City, and now DeAndre Hopkins now here in the third straight week.
Let me give you the Surgeon General's warning about that Ravens game. Don't be tricked by the 41-10.
Okay.
For whatever reason, they lost their mind and went for it on fourth down 5 times.
I saw that.
And 3 of the 5 were like, what are you doing? Did Brandon Staley join your staff all of a sudden? Because they were poor decisions. And it put the Bronco defense, and Lamar was hot. So the 41-10, don't be tricked by it. But the second thing I would say, here's the D-Hop 2.0 influence. And I think I told you guys last week, there's a direct and a sublime influence with D-Hop. One, it helps Kelce. It's no coincidence that in the 2 games D-Hop's been out there, Kelce's had 28 targets, 24 catches, and 192 yards. That's direct. I also think it helps Xavier Worthy. Dude, just play. You don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Just play like Hollywood and Rashi is here, the way you were in camp. Here's these numbers. Listen to these numbers with Pat. In the before D-Hop, completion percentage, which was good, his career high at 67.9, is 74.4 with D-Hop.
Wow.
On the field. 232 yards per game passing, 277 D-Hop. Here's the big one. TD over INT. Pre-D-Hop, 6 over 8. 6 TDs, 8 picks. Since D-Hop, 5 touchdowns. 1 pick. Pat's quarterback rating pre D-Hop, 82.5. Since D-Hop, 107.4. You're seeing a profound defense, sublime and direct, with number 8 wearing red.
That's crazy. I mean, that's the stuff like the national people are talking about with Patrick Mahomes. Every time I turn on something nationally, well, Patrick Mahomes has 8 interceptions, 9 interceptions. Can this sustainability continue? And then you see he's won 3 games in the last drive this year alone. Like, the stuff that the national people glam onto about Patrick Mahomes, I feel like they missed the boat, man.
Well, pre-D-Hop, post-D-Hop, the one thing that's been there, he's 3rd in the league in fourth quarter rating. You look at his fourth quarter, he's at 123.2, 4 touchdowns, no picks, in the fourth quarter when it matters most. He's the baseball analogy of 0 for 3. He comes up in the ninth with two on and he blasts a double and you win the game. Mm-hmm. That's Patrick Mahomes. The other thing on third down, he's been ridiculous. You look at his third down numbers, it's very Patrick-like. He's fourth in the league, but a 1.113 quarterback rating. But they have soared to number one in the league right now in third down percentage because Pat has been so good on third down and in the fourth quarter.
That's crazy. I mean, he's so good everywhere. But when you're that good that late in the game, that's what separates you from everybody else. It's like that's the thing that nobody else in this league can even come close to matching is the way he closes out the game. And we were talking, I guess it was Thursday on the show, Mark Schlereth compared him to Mariano Rivera. And I'm like, that's a great comparison. Mariano Rivera was the best at what he did. Patrick Mahomes is the best at what they did. But they do it in that nut-cutting time, you know?
Well, and you'd think Mariano Rivera threw that sinker. You think somebody's going to hit that sinker. Nobody could hit it, you know, for years. Mm-hmm. And so with Patrick, you're thinking something. But in the fourth quarter, man, he's he's been phenomenal, and now you just add the D-hop element to it, and it just makes it all the better.
Short week. Any nerves?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I figured.
This you team's
have to
been,
travel, at least, right? So that's the only
no
advantage.
Travel. Oh,
the only
thank, one? Thank the Lord, no travel.
Yeah. Not only a short week, but a look-ahead game, too, which we can get to in a second.
That's another factor. But this team, this Chiefs team has been so good, Dusty, since the beginning of 2022, is the fact that they take what's right in front of them. Mm-hmm. You know, the coaching, hey, we just play the next play and all that. Okay, again, cliche. But the reality of it is you have to do that. It's just very few teams do that. You have to take what's right in front of you. So they're very mentally mature throughout the entire team. But this is pushing through. That's an Andy Reid. This is a push-through game, no ambush. But you're going to have to fight your tail off against Piranha and push through this. Because after that Monday night game, you know, I saw those guys. They're like, we got to get ready. We got to get this figured out. I was going to mention some folks. How you push through it, though. Rick Burkholder's staff, Tiffany Morton, Julie Freimeyer, David Glover, Alec Nichols, the dietitian, Nikki Mintz, comes into play. And then John Runyon, remember the long snapper for the Eagles. His daughter is now working for Rick, Alyssa Runyon. And then Tom... Yamashita guy. I think it's Tom Yamashita. But anyway, it takes a village in these short weeks because people don't realize just how tough it is to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And to push through it means you've got to get your work done and get prepared for really good defense and try to torment Bo Nix. But you have to do it in every way, shape, or form, whether that's rest, nutrition, work through the bumps and bruises. But after I left the stadium... been in the league 31 years. After I left the stadium Monday night, I'm going, ooh, this is going to be a tough one. We got to figure it out, push through it.
And always with the divisional games. But they're 8-0 for a reason. They're on this run for a reason because they don't let what would concern another organization concern them. It's like it's just wild to watch how we take this short week, and if this was another organization, we'd be like, oh, my God, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they've got this. Like, they just have that extra gear where the stuff that has affected teams over the years really sometimes just doesn't bother them.
Let me tell you the two big areas of why they're 8-0 that people haven't talked about. And this is where it gets kind of into the nitty-gritty. And one is they're the third least penalized team in the league. So now this goes back to my crux of the matter where the Broncos will try to get you behind the chains.
Well, the refs are on the side of the Chiefs. That's why, right?
Oh,
right?
I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Forgot wait a minute. Let me check reels here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they all are. Yeah, fake right. reels.
Like that that play on Trent McDuffie last week, the phantom holding penalty. That's clearly the refs on the side of the Chiefs.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me that. And I just completely blanked out. Third fewest penalties on the team. So, I mean, in the league. And I figured up the penalty yardage book to book. If 100 yards equals 7 points, it's about a 13 to 14 point difference in penalty yardage.
Wow.
Here's your other one, drops. Remember, we led the Galaxy last year in drops. 32nd in the league, by far.
Ooh.
31 was a long way away from 32, if you go back and look at it. And if the average completion for Patrick Mahomes is somewhere like 8.9, then it's another probably 12 to 14 points you're getting back on the six fewest drops in the league. So you're losing yards. I call them hidden yards. Mm-hmm. You sit there and look and you go, where's those yards at? And it's penalty yardage when they happen, and then the drops. Not happening this year.
Yeah.
Fewer drops, way more pristine in playing, and that adds up to almost 20 points that you did not have a year ago.
You know, we had a great question from the text line come in and said, would you rather have Rashi Rice and Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Hopkins?
I'm not going to answer that. I want all four of them.
Great question, right?
I know. Yeah. I want all four of them, though. It's like, which child do you love the most, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing that popped into my head is that the experience in the playoffs is so much more for Rice and Pacheco than it is for DeAndre Hopkins and Kareem Hunt. Here we are talking about two vets versus two. It's just the storylines are your mind would explode when you start diving into it.
Well, when you look at Rush, he's 4-0 in the playoffs, yeah. And Pop is 7-0. That class of 2022,
right,
which is part of the keeping things in front of you. They were that way the very first day they walked into the building, so emotionally mature, meaning that those guys, you know, the Brand Cook and Karloftis and down the line McDuffie, the 22 class. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting, though, of staying ahead of the chains is the Kareem Hunt is giving you 1st and 5. He's mm-hmm. giving you 3rd and 2. He's giving you 2nd and 3. He's just those 4 extra yards mean everything, especially against a Denver team. Mm-hmm. And we know already what D-Hop does. But I'm not going to take Rashee Rice and Pop out of the equation.
See, I went with the two veteran guys because I think it's fun. And I don't know how you judge this by watching. Maybe you can't, but maybe just get that feel. Like, DeAndre Hopkins and Kareem Hunt have motivation on their side as well. Hopkins has never been there, and Kareem's like, I got to make up for lost time. I missed this whole thing, you know? So I look at those two, like, with that motivation of never being there and the excitement and the want to, like, to carry this team over the edge.
It's an excellent point. I think I said it last week. When you look at D-Hop's career, he's only played in 6 playoff games.
Wild.
He's won 2 wild cards. That's it. That's it. And I live that life. I told you the Carlos Dunlap story. Played 12 years and had never won a playoff game. And when we beat Jacksonville in 2022, I found him because I said, dude, I went 21 years and didn't win one. And beating a wild card Houston team with, I don't know, Brian Hoyer at quarterback was the greatest thing in my life. And he goes, we're not done. He had tears in his eyes. He goes, we're not done. I go, no, we're not. I did the same with Tranquil last year. Tranquil was like, I've never done this. And so your point's a good one, especially for guys who are veterans. In D-Hop's case, in Kareem's case, much different because he's getting a second chance that very few humans ever get, especially in the National Football League, and he knows it. You'll look in his eyes, and he goes, I'm getting the shot I never thought I would get again.
Now your days are saying, gosh, another AFC Championship game coming up. All right, whatever. Yeah.
No.
Everybody goes, I know.
Stay hungry and humble. I go, no. Yeah. I had 21 years of you know, it's humility.
It's interesting that you
keep reminding me, but it's not something that's lost.
It's interesting you bring up DeAndre Hopkins in the playoffs. His last playoff game was Houston Texans losing that comeback game from Patrick Mahomes. So I can guarantee you that man is hungry.
Jay Reid also has talked about that.
That's right.
It's funny because D-Hop brought that up in his comments after the game on Monday night. He goes, I finally won in this place. Well, you're wearing the right uniform.
Yeah. It is crazy. But that's what I tell people all the time. You got to enjoy this. I think sometimes people forget where we were and where we are. And sometimes they just miss the big picture. They're focused on stuff that just doesn't matter, and they're worried about the guy we didn't get at the trade deadline instead of going, this team's 8-0, man. This is a magical time to be a Chiefs fan.
Or what pro sports franchise is doing what the Chiefs are doing right now? Is it the Celtics? I don't know. Who in the NHL is doing? I don't follow it that closely. MLB's not that way. Not 12 years. If the Chiefs win this game, it will be 12 consecutive years of a winning season. That's stupid. And it's the next closest are the Buffalo Bills with 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do it and to do it consistently in a league that's set up where it's made so that you don't do that, mm-hmm. right? Think about the Rams falling off the cliff after they won the Super Bowl. But to do it year after year after year with superstars who are hungry and humble and a Hall of Fame coach who's starting to put his face on Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who comes off that mountain, or we're going to put a 5th one up there.
There's a guy on TV right now dating a 23-year-old that may not be long for the world on that Mount Rushmore.
You said that. I didn't.
Mitch, we appreciate the time. Also, okay. Speaking of numbers, I think if they beat this Denver Bronco team, that'd be, what, 11 years they've won the AFC West? Or is it 10?
To win it consecutively?
Yeah.
It'll be 9.
9
straight.
Okay, 9.
But it's 2nd in NFL history.
There we go.
And so I was going to give you another one. There's another great stat of trailing 8 straight, trailing in the second half, 8 straight games and winning all 8. It's never happened in NFL history. What we're experiencing every week is just, it's nuts. But I'm telling you, I'm going to sound the warning right now.
Okay.
This game is going to be knockdown, drag out, got to beat these guys because they are piranha.
All right, we'll end on that. That's Mitch Holtis, our guy every Friday. It's brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Dusty. Thanks, Bob. Stay focused, Dusty. It's Bronco Week.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Right back in on 96.5, The Fan. There's a reason why Bob loves Fridays, because they fly by. Plus, you can love Fridays because of the wonderful people at Foley.
That's exactly right. $2 drinks all weekend long. Beers, seltzers, and ciders you can get for $2. I lost my track of thought there for a second. But it's they're celebrating their second anniversary. They're beginning year two at Foley. 435 in State Line. $2 drink specials all weekend long. You can reserve a lane at FolingKC.com. Or you can just go hang out at Foley and watch the game. If you ever seen the TV screen at Foley, it's bigger than the house you live in. Mm-hmm. It's huge. Go watch the Chiefs on Sunday. Go watch some college games this weekend. $2 drink specials all weekend long at Foley to celebrate year number two. Congrats to the guys over at Foley. Dave and Charlie do an amazing job out there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is so much fun. If you're looking for something fun to do as the nights are getting here sooner and you want something to do indoors, go fool around and find out. FolingKC.com.
Fool around, find out.
That's right. You're going to fool around and find out.
Mm-hmm. That dude fooled around and found out about Jason Kelce really fast.
They really did, right? Yeah.
Still unable to be identified.
Which is crazy, huh?
Yep.
Just ask the phone company. Whose phone was destroyed at this time?
I was going to say, like, doesn't he have a phone plan? I was.
Maybe he's got a burner phone.
I saw it. And I was like, I was going to tweet at it and be like, well, the next guy that walks in with a shattered phone into T-Mobile will be like, oh.
Yeah. So you need a new phone, huh? Right. Unless it's like Saul Goodman and you just got a bunch of, you know, burners that you're selling and
snap
breaking
them
apart.
And jump on them.
Yep.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Yeah, not too much. Mm-hmm. This was Tom Brady on the Chiefs' identity.
I actually think they do have a great offensive identity. I think they, look, the game's about winning. We talk about points, you talk about, you know, yards, and you talk about penalties and defensive stops. To me, at the end of the game, do you have more points than the other team? That's the maturity of a great team and a great organization. I played on a lot of teams. Some were a lot of offensive strengths. Some had a lot of defensive strengths. Some years we were kind of middle of the pack at both, but we played well situationally. Third down, red area, 2 minute. Every year, that's the best part about the NFL is the constant transition, the constant change. You know, you see they add DeAndre Hopkins at the trade deadline. So it's like, in the end, when you have Patrick Mahomes and it's a one-score game, everyone's always betting on the Chiefs. Now, can someone get away from the Chiefs? I don't know, because that defense plays so well. But I don't think Patrick Mahomes is a lesser player because he doesn't have 25 touchdowns at this point. It's just he's not playing with guys that can produce that from the receiver position, so that naturally Patrick's job is to, and I covered him a few weeks ago when I said the job of the quarterback is to manage all the variables of the game and the season, injuries, weather, the rhythm of the offense, and then ultimately go out there and make the plays that put you in a position to win. And that's what winners do. And certainly Patrick is that. And then he's got Andy Reid there, who's as great of a coach, you know, in NFL history. He's on the kind of the Mount Rushmore of coaches. So you have this consistency of this organization from owner, general manager, coach, quarterback, and then to me, a defensive coordinator in Spags, that the way that defense plays puts them in a position to win every single week. So it's obviously they can be beat. There's probably games where they could have been beat this year, but every game is decided by a few plays. And the reality of the Chiefs team is they always find a way to make the plays when it matters.
Could agree more, Tom.
Ugh.
Talk about a guy who gets it. And we all used to hate Tom Brady and be like, I don't know, man. Excuse me. I don't know if he's going to be able to do this whole thing. He essentially took 2 weeks of shows and put it in 2 minutes and described exactly what we try to talk about with the Chiefs.
Every single day we're saying what Tom Brady just said there. Clearly he listens, Dusty, and he's smart. He listens to us and figures out, you know, what the takes are. But that beginning part, like Colin Cowherd and the rest of the national media, he's like, I just don't understand why this Chiefs. And Tom's like, no, they do have an offensive identity, and here's what it is. It's just not the offensive identity that you want. It's the offensive identity that fits this team. And I heard Tom say that yesterday. I felt like Kermit drinking tea, man. I'm just leaning back going, see, this is exactly what we've been talking about for the better part, I don't know, 2 years now with this team and this offense and what they have going on. And to hear it from maybe one of the greatest quarterback, not maybe, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, a Hall of Famer, a 7-time Super Bowl winner, makes me realize we're not that stupid, right? Because that's what this is all about, finding ways to win. No matter how you have to find a way to win, no matter what the final score is, the only thing that matters is wins. And that's a Hall of Fame quarterback saying that. Mm-hmm. And then you look at what Patrick Mahomes is saying, and he's saying the exact same things that Tom Brady's saying.
I think the thing that's great about it is that this dynasty run that the Chiefs are on gets a lot of comparisons to that New England one, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, you want to believe what Bob Fesco has to say, or you want to believe what Alex Gold might say about, you know, the comparisons of New England and Kansas City. And then you hear the actual, like, heart and soul of those teams in New England, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who have both, you know, revamped their careers to the media outlets, which they're both doing a good job at it. Bill a little better, obviously, I think, because he's had more time. But anyways, I think when you look at what Tom Brady says, and he puts those 2 cents and says the line of, I was on some of those teams where we were balanced on both sides. I had offensive-sided teams. I had defensive-sided teams. But at the end of the day, where we wanted to be the best was at third down, red area, and 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what Patrick Mahomes is doing with the Chiefs this year. It's like he knows he doesn't have to play like Lamar has to play in Baltimore.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes knows he doesn't have to play like Patrick Mahomes played in 2018. He just knows he's got to keep it close. And then when it gets to that third and fourth, you know, that third and fourth quarter, and it's like, okay, this is where we start to carve. This is where we start to get precise. This is where I take over. Do I throw for 300 yards in the game? Maybe not. But when it's third down and I'm, you know, 6 of 7, or it's the third and fourth quarter and I'm 11 for 15 and it's 200 and, you know, 6 yards and 2 touchdowns, or it's inside the red zone, we're 4 for 4 this game, I beat you no matter how you look at it, because it's a marathon, not a race. Like, it's cool if you want to put up 14 points in the first quarter. I know that my defense isn't going to allow much more, and I know that I can score when it matters when you're burnt out.
And you don't have to waste as many plays, and you can save a lot for the postseason, too, by not having to do that. But just ask yourself this question, right? Would you want to do what Lamar did last night, or do you want to do what Patrick Mahomes does every single week? And Mahomes. I think the answer is Patrick Mahomes.
Because I wouldn't be alive if I had to deal with that every night.
But we did in 2018. Yeah. Right.
And how was your stress?
Right. It was not good. Right. It was not good. Like, yeah. Because you knew no matter what Patrick Mahomes did, he was going to have to do more. And it's hard in the NFL to score touchdowns.
No doubt.
And it's hard in the NFL to have to go out there and put up 35 to 45 points every single game. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to do that anymore. And he's playing that style of football because he understands this is a complementary game. Lamar Jackson had to go out there last night and show everybody that he's MVP caliber because his defense can't stop anybody. Don't you think Lamar Jackson would like to sit back and go, man, give me the old days of the Ravens defense where they're going to get a 3-and-out and we can just hand the ball off and run some time off the clock where I don't have to be legitimately a perfect quarterback in the fourth quarter for my team to win a game. He had a perfect fourth quarter, 158.3 or whatever that perfect rating is.
Which is weird.
I don't understand. Nobody knows how they come up with that formula, by the way. I don't think anybody does.
That's the perfect number?
158.3. How it got there, I don't know, but it is.
And then Florida?
Yeah, exactly. Right. We just live with it. But like what Lamar had to do in the fourth quarter yesterday. Yeah. One mistake. One guy slips. One guy tips a pass. One guy runs the wrong route. You're a split second late. You lose that football game because you have to be perfect to win. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to do that or worry about that anymore. And just look at your own life. If you have to go in there and I got to be perfect, I got to nail this, I got to do this perfectly, you put all that stress on you. If you just go in and go, hey, we got this, we're going to be fine no matter how we get there, we're going to take care of business, you're more relaxed, you're more at ease, and you probably will do a better job.
I just know from 6:45 to 9 a.m., I've got to be my best. After that or before that, I can be whatever I want. That's my third and fourth quarter, according to ratings.
Right.
Interesting question I thought of in the car as the caffeine started to hit my brain. Would you rather be John Mayer or Tom Brady currently?
It's a good question because I think like I don't think there's a wrong answer for that. And me personally, I always lean towards the entertainers because I always believe, and I know I'm wrong on this one because we had the conversation like just a little behind the scenes. We rehearsed this.
I am the entertainer.
Yes, exactly. That's a great song too.
You got to cut it down to 305.
Yeah.
You get that reference.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. It's just such a great song.
Mac doesn't know. Yeah. It's okay. Billy Joel. John Mayer, Tom Brady.
So, I always go with the entertainer because I just always figured they all, because anytime you hear how much an entertainer's worth, like, oh my God, I can't believe that person's worth that kind of money. They usually blow the athlete out of the water. Mm-hmm. So I would lead towards John Mayer, but I know I'm wrong in this one because Tom Brady takes the cake.
I think I'm John Mayer, dude.
I still think you have to put your body through a lot of hell like Tom Brady did.
I mean, you could. You're on the Dead and Company tour.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, like, I mean, although that guy that Phil Lesh just died, he was like 89.
Yeah, the only one who died early was Jerry Garcia.
That's cigarettes, boy. That dude, man.
I mean, he's the only member of the Dead that died early.
You ever eat the Cherry Garcia from Ben and Jerry's?
I have, It's named after Jerry Garcia.
Do you go John Mayer or do you go Tom Brady?
It's not a bad choice here. Let's be clear. These are pretty dream scenarios.
Like people could be like, oh, I hate him. It'd be like, yeah, he walks in the room. You lose my attention. On, you're going to go that way.
Yeah, I'll go John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I think that's the body thing is a good point.
Yeah.
Taking those hits.
Yeah. And I mean, imagine if you're John
Brady
Mayer.
Brady didn't get hit. We can all play that game.
Yes.
And imagine if you're like single, you pull out the acoustic and start playing Your Body is a Wonderland.
Oh, God.
Great.
You're up all
panties
night.
Be flying on the stage.
I wouldn't have any on, and I'm comfortable with myself, and I'd be like, John, take me.
Yeah.
Please. Heartbreak Warfare, Last Train Home,
Bodies So Good Life.
Wonderland.
He's so good life.
Yeah.
I want to see him when he does his tour when he's actually playing electrically. Because, like, he did an acoustic tour, and I was like, I love you, but I don't want to see that.
I'm not
I
a huge acoustic fan.
Ugh. Unplugged back in the day was fantastic.
It was interesting, but
Nirvana
like,
Unplugged.
Nirvana,
is one of the,
that's that, different. Yeah. That's a great.
That's the anomaly. That's the anomaly.
Exactly. But Hot most standard. Of it, like, you hear these songs unplugged, you're like, meh, give me the other one.
I like it. Plugged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I kind of like the plugged. But whatever.
We got a thanks, Coach. Dusty, you can't do thank yous after someone tells you that's a great question. That's Bob's thing. Knock it off.
Oh, my.
That's the point.
Wow.
Yes, Dad, I'm sorry. I guess I'll go to break. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Thank you.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.